room over there.
And the king would say, okay, go and sit.
They are glad, they will go over there and they open it and they will see there is a pair of shoes and one cover. A very old, old bad one. And that's it. They dig here and there and there and they find nothing. So they come back. It's not this simple, but at the end, the king will call. What's the problem? He said, oh yeah, I have those shoes of mine. And I keep it safe, and I go there, and I look at them, because I want to remember where I'm coming from. Not to be spoiled with the treatment I get here. That's what I was. Oh, then it happens a lot, and the king wants to kill all the viziers, and you will see Ayaz will stand up and say, no, it's my fault. If I hadn't locked it, they wouldn't be suspicious. And so on and so on. The story goes on and on. So meanwhile, you understand that he's bringing a big story like this, and he makes it to explain what? What are we talking about in this book? Bewilderment, right? Which means, what does it mean, bewilderment? Explain it in English, your language. Bewilderment is when you understand that you don't understand. That is bewilderment. And we want you to understand why you don't understand Ayaz and the king. Because to you, the class difference, that's in a slave, and it acts like in a slave. Nothing else. No, it's not nothing else. In one story, you will hear that the king is sitting down. I don't know if you remember it, we passed it. The king is sitting down and will send the vizier that there is this caravan going. Go and ask. Where it is coming from? The vizier would run and come back and say, it's coming from Hisham. And say, and where is going to? Say, I didn't ask. He will send another one, then he will send Ayaz. Ayaz will come back with all the informations. And they will ask him, why did you ask all these informations? Because I thought maybe he will ask about it. So he acts like that in every stage. He is different, and he is a pure slave. What was his story? Make his story now a very short one to remember all this. What was it?
He must have been a shepherd to start with.
Let me read you this. You were of seed, relinquish egoism, O Ayaz, keep in mind that. The last verse we read, this was it. He said that, ha ha ha, let me tell you about the pustin and the shoes of these ayahs. This is the story. Because this is your story. I'm not talking about a slave and a king. None of your business. It's a story. It's your story. I'm talking about you. Because you forgot where are you from. You were made by a seaman. So, that's what your ego is all about. Forget it. Because your ego, if it is your physical existence, you're an animal and nothing else. What do you have plus an animal? What? Oh, in Rumi's time, we thought that it was funny. Everyone thought that we are intelligent and animals are stupid. Today, we know it is not correct. There are animals in each field. of culture who are better than human beings. Even in playing, having fun. Yes, there are these dolphins that they make some ring of the air and they play with it. They understand the mirror. They come and look at the mirror and look at their back. They do it. So what? Ah, you know why we thought we are the most intelligent? Because we are the silly one who could say it. And nobody said, why? Here, you remember, you understand something that is not understandable. You will not really understand it. You get the point that why you don't understand it. Let me remind you the beginning of this book. Do you remember the first paragraph? It said, although this intelligence is too weak to declare, one must weakly make a movement in that. Yes. I know that this stuff I want to explain to you is not understandable. But what shall we do? We have to try. Because nothing is absolute, right? So me not understanding, it's not absolute, it could change. The essence of existence is changes, right? That's it. So we start on a story and we go on and on and on to the end of this book with this story. Because this is what you should get, really. That the relationship between the human beings is not what you look at. When I said relationship between human beings, what do you look at? You look at interaction between some of these people, right? That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about the relationship, not just that physical contact that you were talking about. I'm talking about some connections which is out of your mind even, not even your subconscious is even deeper than that. We try to explain it. Why? We have no other choice, we have to try. But we know that, okay, this trying, is it useful or not? For 75 years, Shams was trying to explain it to someone, and nobody got it, remember? Then he saw Rumi. He just told Rumi, get out of here, you stupid silly one. Rumi got it there. He knows something I don't. And he explained it to him. So, to understand it, he should become him. Do you remember where he was? At the top of the knowledge, education, whatever. And he said, come down. It's not that. It's something else. It's this. It's not about me and talking to someone, connecting to someone, or none of that, because that is already in me. What is me? Me is my animal and the culture I got from we. This is me. So now what's happening? The problem is not out there. Do you remember it? No. You forget. Because it's easier to forget. You always think that the problem is out there. Right from the beginning, Rumi said, problem is here. For two different reasons. First, you know what's going on in here. But Does anyone has an idea what's going there? No way. He's a very secretive fellow, especially when I'm sitting here. So that's the first reason I know this problem. Who could change this except me? I'm the responsible one for this, right? So I should find it here. You're looking to understand that quality between Ayaz and the king, right? You should, that quality should exist in you. You have to make it happen here. Yes. You cannot. Can you? No. Because here is closed. It's me, ego. You have to open this up and make room for that quality. That is the point. Make room. There are stuff in here which dropped from here, logically. Do you remember? Go back, book one, second paragraph. Simple. The parrot. You see what you see and you judge. That's silly. The parrot was doing it. You don't know what's going on really. Do you know why somebody is doing something? No. Second, what's the main force in you? What is the main force in you? Jealousy. Do you remember? We counted them. They are here. I'm jealous. And I'm greedy. And I'm angry. Could I understand the relationship between these two fellows? Honestly. Can I? No. Imagine that I'm very angry now. Something has happened. I'm very angry. Somebody will talk about the king and Ayaz. What will be my answer? The hell with both of them. I'm angry. Or I'm jealous. Or I'm greedy. So, you have to clean up yourself. Because you don't need them anymore. Yes, there was a time we were animals and we needed all of this. Every animal needs. But we're raised up now. Could I be jealous about Louvre Museum? They have that painting I like very much. Should I? Or be jealous about Chapelle Sistine? Those paintings. Does it mean ownership of a piece of art? Do you know what it is? There are a lot of pieces of art which are hidden in some storage, and even the owner will never go and look at them. He's glad that that painting, it's worth $120 million. Yes. And it's in the storage. It's just like those fake jewelry that all the artists in Hollywood will wear. The original one is in the back. Because it's very expensive, you cannot risk it. Yeah. This silly stuff is in us. Because we don't understand that we don't need the jealousy. We don't need the greed, and we don't need the anger. None of this will serve the good life, spiritual life of a human being. This belongs to the animal.